The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh, hold it.
You are. Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna wait 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey, there's one!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational,
entertainical, this is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
There, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 8th of November, 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloy, the Tailor of Armor, the Seeker of Shards, the reason we have him mature on his morning at the top of the show.
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, OGR, on the Antonia Bale server. It's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, Elkwin's videos, get all our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkwin?
Doing okay.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Just okay?
So far.
Nominal?
I'm doing the alt shuffle.
Doing the alt shuffle, getting the new statue.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, this is the 7-year anniversary of EverQuest 2.
Yay! We need party sounds.
I don't have any party sounds. Wait a minute. Wait.
You need party sounds.
I may have some cheering. Hold on a second.
Oh, you need party sounds.
Cheer. No, I don't have any cheering. Damn it.
Okay. I make a note. Sound effect. You need cheering. You need party sounds. Woo-woo! You know.
Okay. We need to get that deadline. I do have screaming. Will that help? No?
No.
Not good?
Because more than likely the screaming you have is the type that people do when they're in agony.
No, actually it's a horrific crowd running away for their lives screaming.
Well, maybe after they saw... I mean, the Luke and Delir statue is great and everything. Maybe they got a look at it and they ran.
Ah! See this, yeah. Well, that's the boy screaming, so...
That was?
Yes, I've had that one for years now. That's Eric.
What'd you do to him?
Nothing. I told him... I've been using that for Cheez-It Scream for years in the skits, hon. I transpose it up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I've been using that for years. I had him come up. I had him get a few feet away from the mic. And I sicked a dog on him.
That'll do it.
Yep, that'll do it. Of course, I did that before his voice changed. So he can't get up that high anymore. Oh, well.
No, it's deeper now.
Mm-hmm. But for those of you who don't know, it is the EverQuest 2 7-year anniversary, and you can go into the marketplace. I'll do that right now. Marketplace. You can go into the marketplace, and shoot, where is it? I know it'll be under new. What's it called here?
That's where I've been finding it. I've just been hitting the marketplace and then hitting the new. It's probably
what's it
in
called?
Housing.
Oh, there it is. Statue of Overlord Luke and Delair. Yeah, we'll go ahead and link that in the
Have you taken a look at it?
Yes.
Is it me, or does he really look constipated?
He always looks constipated.
He looks really constipated, like he's got like a problem
he's
or
got
he's
his
working
sword.
On something.
He's holding his sword and he's like, gotta poop. Will you hurry up with that statue? I gotta poop.
And this is coming from you, the person who doesn't do potty jokes.
Well, he does look like he has to take a deep shit. Anyway. Guys, I'm telling you.
It's either that or he just pulled his sword out of his ass. He's going, oh, that hurt.
I'm telling you, everyone poops.
Oh, God. I just did the alt shuffle. All my alts have them now. Mm-hmm. I think you should do a song about alt shuffles.
Now, Curl on the Freeport X server says he has 500 of them, put them in his house, and now there's no status rent. You also have no room in your house.
That's a nightmare.
You now have no room in your house either. God.
The Luke and Delir statues.
But anyway, they are free. I don't know how long they're going to be free for.
That's limited time. You never know what that means.
Right. They're just telling us limited time, so by all means, get it while you can. It is
now,
heirloom.
Get them often. No.
It's heirloom, so if you want more than one, you're going to have to do the alt shuffle. Of course, what I do, and what I'm probably going to end up doing, tonight, then tomorrow, is get one, put it in your house, camp, make an alt, give someone access to your house who can make you a trustee, your new alt a trustee.
Just use the same name over and over again.
It doesn't matter. As soon as you create a new alt, the permissions go away.
Oh.
Well, I tried that. It doesn't work.
Okay, fine.
So you need a friend with trustee access to give you trustee access every time you create that alt.
How did C-Rest get 20 of them?
Okay, they're saying heirloom is not lore. My mistake then.
So, okay, I gotta try this.
All right, let me bring that back up. I misunderstood. Statue of Luke and Delaire by... Yes, by... Okay. And... By again.
Oh, fuck. Oops.
Oh, well. All right. To hell with it, then.
I've got 10 of them.
All right, then.
Oh, my
while
God.
While it's there, keep
more
getting them.
The Delaire that I want.
I'm probably just going to add them to my theater. I'll put them up there with Fiona. So anyway, those items are available.
I can buy 10 of them at a time.
Yep. I don't know if the veteran awards are...
I haven't even checked those out yet.
Well, it's not on mine. I know the last year, yours came first, so you can check yours.
I will do that as soon as I dump all these Luke and Deliers. I got 10 of them.
But yeah, we're supposed to be getting a few new items as the 8-Year Veterans Award. You can find photos of them and stuff like that at kithacore.org. You'll see the 8-Year Veterans post there. What we're going to have is an elemental flying disc. Apparently, there's going to be several choices to the look of the disc. The only one I was able to find a photo of was the elemental disc of flame. So it's a flaming disc.
You know, whoever runs the database is going to be really upset at somebody who did not set the limit on these stupid things.
Oh. Hey, such is life. Too late now. The second item on the 8-year veteran thing, when it does come out, is probably going to be very popular, is the Veteran Revival. It is a one once-a-day use, unlimited charge, group resurrection.
Nice.
Now, the description of this, I don't know if it's group or it's just an area effect, because it says, effect radius 25 meters, max AOE 6. So 6 targets, but I don't know if they need to be in your group. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, it does say revised targeted group with 25% target and power. Health and power. Okay, so it is just group. All right. Third on the list is the Visions of the Thelucian, which is basically just like my red glowing eye thing, except it's green. And then, of course, the ever-popular Draft of the Wise, which gives you 110% experience for 1 hour across the board. So adventure, trade skill, and alternate across the board. And you can find the descriptions and pictures of all these things at kithacore.org. And, of course, I got them from Feldon at EQ2Wire. I don't know if Sony wanted that information leaked yet, but he had it on EQ2Wire, so therefore I stole it from him.
So I have an idea for a contest.
Okay.
And we'll run it for a couple weeks. The most creative use of the Luke and Delir statues.
Oh, good lord.
Because, you know, if you line them up and put them shoulder to shoulder, they could make fencing.
Oh, God.
A fence. A fence of Luke and Delirs. And how big can you get them?
Oh,
you can get them pretty big. Like, you'd want a big Luke and Delir, you know. Yeah, the look on his face is a little... You can almost see a little... Oh, his mouth's a little curved.
Yeah.
You know, we'll almost see a little teeth there or something. I don't know. But yeah, if you put them shoulder to shoulder, you can make this fence of Luke and Delir. So why don't we run a contest for the most creative use of the Luke and Delir statue?
Okay, well, why don't you write that up and we'll put it on kithacore.org tonight. I'm being told by Koya, whatever, on the Crushbone server that the 8-year award should be out today if you're eligible for it.
All right, I will look. That would be in the claim area. Claim C. Ah, claim rewards. Okay. And I want...
just should be on your claim area.
Yeah, well, I'll sort over to...
What, do you have a whole shitload of stuff in your claim?
Yeah, I do. Oh. Stuff I have not claimed.
I think I've claimed everything, but there are a few things that I didn't want, so I just deleted them.
I don't delete them, I haven't claimed them yet. I don't see it.
Well, maybe you're not eligible yet. What's your date? I'm trying to find mine here. My account age is 2908.
Where do I find that again?
Go into your persona, then under miscellaneous on the right-hand side. So, let's see here.
Oh, miscellaneous. I have 2,921 days.
So, let's see. Calculator. 365 times 7. You would need 2,555. Valeri is saying the 8-year is 2,922. How the hell is that?
Oh, I have one more day. I have to wait.
What year is that now?
2,921.
Okay.
2,921. So I have one more
day
to wait.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
And
yep. It says
I get mine in
8 year days. Total 0 months, 1 day. So I have 1 day to wait for this.
All right. Well,
no,
I have to wait.
I have to wait. That's cool. No problem.
Well, you can wait till tomorrow. I have to wait till like the end of the month.
Sorry. Sorry.
That's all right. Hey, I had to wait for last year too. You know, I guess it's because we let our accounts lapse a little bit. Probably when that year of hell that we were in World of Warcraft.
I had fun there.
It was okay at first, but we're not going to talk about the shame.
The shame of what?
Being in World of Warcraft.
That wasn't.
It was shameful
for you. Did you see the new paintings in the
Yes, those were out last week.
Really?
So let's see, go back to the marketplace. So yeah, there were also some paintings available. See, decorative, no, furniture, no, I don't want furniture. Go into new. You can go to new and let's see, there is the Forgotten Jungle painting. Not sure what jungle that's supposed to be. Forgotten jungle, apparently. Ah!
I forgot what it was.
The Frontier Explorer. I think that's supposed... That almost looks like one of the gorges in the Sundered Frontier. It could be. Let's see. That's not new. Okay, painting Memories of Skyfire. And that looks like the area where the White Lady is. Let's see. Seeking the Burned Woods. I don't know the area, but... I don't know the area that's depicted in that, but okay. Looks good. Let's see what else. There's a few more, I think. Well, maybe not. Chelseth Dreams. And that's actually one of the conceptual art that we see when we log in sometimes.
You know, I'm playing around with some of the spooky Night of the Dead tricks and treats that we got.
Yeah.
And I made it really big, and there's no collision on it, so you can actually hide inside of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I made it big enough I could hide inside of it. Nobody seems to like the one with the maggots swimming around in the eyeballs.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
I think it's interesting. I think the maggots are a nice touch. Little maggots! Swimming.
Little maggots in her eyes.
Or you can make one of the other ones big and climb into it and eat the candy.
Oh, the larva spawn of flies. Little maggots make Crema so happy.
Oh, yeah, she'll call them. Fred, you had babies!
Oh, God.
Yeah, she'd just do that. I can see her doing that.
You have too much fun with Crema.
I know. She's really warped and twisted, and I love her little Arisai wings to bits.
Okay, so we do have a few announcements to make.
Okay.
So we have a few deaths of note.
Oh yeah, dropping like flies this week.
Smoking. I was about to say smoking legend. No, boxing legend, Smokin' Joe Frazier, has passed away this week. Margaret Field, Sally Field's mother. Apparently she was in a movie called The Man from Planet X. I do remember that old one. Tom Keith. Not many people know who Tom Keith is, but I'm sure some of you have heard his work. He is the organic sound effects generator guy for the Prairie Home Companion. Prairie Home Companion. Am I the only one that listens to that?
No. You got me turned on to it.
I think the funniest thing I remember about Tom was a skit he was doing. You know how they do the Guy Noir, Private
Eye?
Yes. You know, that kind of thing? But I found this man. And one of two was like, who are you? And the guy goes, I'm Tom. Tom Keith, I'm your sound effects guy. I've been with you for 20 years. I don't remember you. It was funny. being told Heavy D. Rapper, yeah. Heavy D died earlier today.
Yep.
Escubel is telling me that it's the guy that did I Like Big Butts, but no, that is not the guy. At least I don't think it is.
I have no idea who Heavy D is.
No, that was Sir Mix-a-Lot, who did Big Butts. It was not Heavy D. All right.
Well, he was a rapper. People liked him.
I mean, I've heard of him, but I'm not a big fan of rap personally. So, or at least not gangster rap. So. Not a huge fan.
And then the boxer.
Yeah, I already said Joe Frazier.
Okay. Who else?
That's about it.
Huh.
Unless you know.
I thought it was somebody else. I don't know.
Well, freaking, Apple guy there. Steve Jobs, that was over a week ago. But of course, they're asking about Abe Vigoda. Let me go to AbeVigoda.com. I got to be the only person left in the world going to this site. AbeVigoda.com says Abe Vigoda is alive. God, how old is that guy? Let me check out Wikipedia. Wiki Abe Vigoda. Abe Vigoda is 90 and still alive. Love to get him on the show. Just to chastise us and say, yes, I'm alive, damn it! Now, is the Night of the Dead stuff still going on? I thought today was the last day.
It's supposed to be the last day.
Okay, I have not been in a city, so I'm not quite sure. But I will go to a city now. What the heck knocked me out of the sky? Something just knocked me out of the sky, but I'm not under attack.
I do not know.
Why not? You're supposed to know these things.
So what about the troll pirate plushies? We got the troll cook. Pirate officer.
Well, I'm not much into trolls,
crewman.
You know. Okay, Night of the Dead stuff is down. So, no Night of the Dead.
They've got troll booby.
No, enough with the troll boobs.
Troll pirate witch plushie. She's got troll booby.
No, stop.
Lots of troll booby. Those are deadly weapons.
They come
right
after
there.
Me, and I'll stab them in the face with a soldering iron. I'll do it.
And the Violet Nightmare Pegasus. I am staring at that very hard.
No, you already got the regular one, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I've been holding out.
Oh, well, there you go. You like purple, so there you go.
I like purple.
And I'm sure if Win-Win, who is listening, by the way, I'm sure if Win-Win petitions enough, they might put a pink one in. I mean, all they have to do is change the color of the flame.
Well, red is a type of pink. I don't know. She'd probably want the whole thing pink.
I must answer Win-Win's question. No, I cannot dance like Christopher Walken. He is a trained ballroom dancer. So the answer is no.
He could square dance, though, or call it, or used to.
Oh, God, I haven't done that in 20-some-odd years. That ain't gonna happen. I'd probably die of a freaking heart attack in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, I'm tempted, but not yet. I will wait. Maybe.
She's gonna wait, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm sure by next week. Yes, I used to do clogging too. Leave me alone.
What's clogging?
Clogging is, oh God.
That's not what you do in the bathroom sink, right?
No, that's what you do in the bathroom sink with your damn 3-foot-long hair.
That's my science experiment. I'm trying to grow another me. Mm. Anyway.
What's Moon,
clogging?
Our buddy Moon Mist is saying that she wants some Antonia statues. Now, next year, when they redo Kinos, perhaps.
This year, it's Freeport. They're coming up with a new image, but...
We're not allowed to talk about it.
I'm not talking about that.
I'm just reminding.
Overall, in general...
Yeah, so everyone knows that they're doing
this new image, you know, you got... They're giving away Lucan statues right now, so, you know, I think Lucan's really trying to, you know, change his, the way people think of him?
Well, it's my understanding from the podcast that Sony's already done, so I can talk about that. From the podcast that Sony's already done, Lucan is appalled that the citizens of Kinos had to rescue him. And so he's trying to disband the militia and go with the regular guards. But apparently the militia is still hanging around and doesn't want to hear it and stuff. So I think it's pretty much going back to how EQ1 was, with the militia and the regular guards in opposing factions. That would be interesting.
Who knows? I know I had to run my ass from a guard a few times, or militia a few times.
Yep. So
until this one time I decided that, well, I was doing helping somebody with their epic. Uh-huh. And it was a dark, it was a Shadow Knight. So I had to get good with the militia enough that I could do, you know, pass this off in the quest for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't work, huh?
Oh, it worked. It's just that the guards hated my ass. And the militia was like, okay.
Well, of course.
Ah. So to this day, in EQ1, Elquin is not really welcome.
Oh, you're talking about EQ1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, okay. Yeah, I mean, as part of the Paladin Epic, you have to kill Lucan Dallaire, and, well, there goes your Freeport faction for the rest of your life. That's it. Of course, no one told me that before I did it. Oh, well. These things happen. And before we go off track too much, we do have another announcement. The only birthday on my list this week, our buddy and yours, from EQ Tuesday, Xanadai. Her birthday is on Thursday.
Ta-da!
So, for Xanadai, here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday!
Happy birthday to Xanadai. Many, many more. Of course, if you have a birthday or just want to follow Jethel and Elquin and be the first, actually, to hear some of my new songs, I do post them on Facebook first. You can go to kithagore.org/social, or you can just go to kithagore.org and click the link there that says social links. And you can follow us on, you can friend us on Facebook, Twitter. Don't bother with Google Plus, we're not using it. And of course, YouTube, and you can follow our antics on GetGlue. Matter of fact, you can go to kithagore.org/social. There's a little GetGlue icon right there at the bottom. I'm going to sign in right now. GetGlue.com and check in. You are now listening to Jethel. I am listening to Jethel. Well, I am Jethel, really.
So you listen to yourself?
I do. I am hearing myself through the headphones. I am listening to Jethel at this moment. Do that. You can get real life stickers. I have 40 of them. Real stickers. You know, not like Foursquare where they only say you've gotten a badge, but you don't have anything to show for it. GetGlue will send you real stickers.
That you can put on all sorts of things, like yourself or...
Put them on your children. Stick them on the cat. Kids, put it all over your mom's favorite things. Like, Mom? Stick, stick, stick. No! That's the baby! Yeah. That kind of thing. Yeah, but you know what? I don't care what True Flight has to say.
It depends where you put them.
No. True Flight's saying that Google is better than Facebook. How would we know? No one's using it. No,
well,
I...
apparently True Flight is.
Apparently. You know, I have like 60 people in my so-called circles on Google Plus, and the only person that ever posts besides True Flight... is Felicia Day from the Guild, and I don't know her in real life. Yeah, sorry, not happening. It was a good try, a good idea, but the problem was Google's coming in far too late in the game. Who the hell wants to change now? So, oh well. So, True Flight, you're more than welcome to your Google Plus. It ain't happening for me. Alright, so let's see. What else is going on? Next week, we have a very special guest with us. And we can talk a bit more about the 8 years of EverQuest 2 and what's coming in the future and stuff like that when Domino will be joining us on the Jethel Silverwing Show. Domino will join us next week Yay, Domino! Again, we need a cheering sound effect.
We need a party sound effect. You
we
know,
do.
Like party.
A little celebrate good time. We gotta find. I'll make something this week. We need that.
Just cheering and party poppers going off and woohoo's going off in the background and you know
yep.
that sort of things.
Definitely need something like that.
Clinking of glasses and
dwarves.
Noisemakers going off. That's it. Noisemakers. You need noisemakers going off. You know.
Dwarves drinking ale and vomiting on people.
What?
Actually, you know what? I actually got inspiration for lyrics for a song at work, so I wrote them down.
You did?
So let's see here. I'm going to do, I'm going to have Cheez-It and Doofu do a parody of All the Girls I Loved Before.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I wrote down a couple of lyrics. Of course, I'll come up with a lot more. It was like, to all the girls who shared my ale. Ended up puking in a pail. That's just one of the many lyrics I'll come up with.
And after that, I have to get you to work on one. The alt shuffle.
Alt shuffle.
Doing the alt shuffle.
Okay, well, we can try that. I also got ideas from...
I'll just come up with different ideas, and then you'll have to work them in or something, but yeah.
I also got... Who is this guy? Dun, 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 dun. Shit. Hold on a second. Who are you? Oh, Guide Enno. Enno. Guide Enno. Who I believe is friends with Charbon. Senior Guide Charbon.
Okay.
Gave me a good idea for one as well. So I will be working on a new song for next week. So, you know, between the three ideas we got kicking around now, well, I'll have something for next week.
You'll have lots of stuff for next week.
Yeah.
I do, on a different subject, we got to bring this up. I do believe that Hobbs is trying to catch the house on fire.
Yeah, I'm afraid our cat is trying to kill us. Of course, I broke that news a long time ago.
Well, you know, first he turned on the
toaster
when you had a bunch of your recipes on it.
Mm-hmm.
Scorched the crap out of them.
Yep.
And then today I come home and we've got the
paper towel
holder up by the windowsill. Okay, you look out. You're standing at the kitchen sink, and you got a window in front of you. And then to the left and the right are the cabinets, right? Well, we got what on one of the cabinets. Well, he gets up in the window on the sill and shreds the crap out of the paper towels.
And all the little shards of paper go into
the toaster.
So, yeah.
And somebody left the toaster plugged in again.
Yeah, so sometime probably this weekend, I will move the paper towel holder.
Gotta move the paper towel. We got to do something with that toaster. We can't leave it plugged in because he knows how to push down the levers on it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at that, looked in there, went, oh, crap.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a fire waiting to happen. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I got them all out, but I think we should give the toaster a healthy shake. Just in case.
I'm thinking about getting us a new toaster and toaster oven.
What's wrong with the toaster? It works. You just got that not long ago.
Yeah, it's okay. The toaster oven, on the other hand, that's got to go.
Yeah, I think that's been through its life cycle and is getting ready to go poof.
We made the mistake of trying to cook bacon in the toaster oven. And now,
and
it is so encrusted with bacon grease at this point. Every time we turn it on, there's a pool of bacon grease under it, and I've cleaned it. I don't know where the hell this bacon grease is.
It's got cracks and crevices now.
I mean, I took it apart as much as I could and washed it all out and stuff, and I don't know where the hell this is coming from now, but yeah, it's just time for a new toaster oven. I think I'm the only person that uses it anyway.
No, Eric uses it to warm up, to cook his hot dogs in, and,
okay.
You know. Stuff like that.
I like it because, you know, it's just easier for, like, you know, I like the frozen meatballs and stuff. And it's,
And it's good for the meatballs, too.
Yeah, it's good for that, you know, for one serving, you know.
The reason I brought up Tobbs is these in here. I'm playing with my little lightsaber on a key ring.
Mm-hmm.
And he's interested in it. I'm spinning around on my finger and lighting it up, and he thinks that's pretty cool.
Well, Truthlight wants to know why we tried cooking bacon in a toaster oven. Well,
he did.
Well, I've been cooking our bacon in the oven, in the real oven. We bake it at 425 for half an hour, and there's no mess, no splatter, no burns, and perfectly cooked bacon. But I had, you know, the cookie sheet was completely full, and I'm like, well, maybe I could throw these two pieces in the toaster oven. Yeah, that didn't work out too well. So, live and learn, right?
Apparently. So we just had the City Festival. That's over today.
Yeah, that's over.
That was at Freeport.
Yep, and Knights of the Dead is over.
Or is it still going on?
No, Knights of the Dead is over.
No, not Knights of the Dead. The Freeport Festival.
That should be over. That only runs from the 1st to the 7th.
And today's the 7th.
Today's the 8th.
Oh, today's the 8th. I'm a day behind. I've been working on an alt. Not adventuring. I've been working up Nindy as a cook.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been sort of preoccupied. Steaks in a toaster oven. I don't know about that.
What?
Oh, I missed out on that. I'm reading what's going on in the channel.
No, steak in a toaster oven? Well, I've, you know, don't think I've ever done steak in a toaster oven.
I haven't either. I don't think I would.
Then again, you broil steak, and I don't do that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Right. I'm just saying I haven't done it.
If you do it right, it's just like barbecuing almost.
Mm-hmm.
We need some more propane, but you said that the barbecue's falling apart.
Yeah, I think... I don't think I'm going to be buying propane until we can actually buy a new grill at this point. It's, the bottom's all rusted out.
See, in Washington, we barbecue anytime. Even if there's snow out, we'll barbecue.
Yeah, but you know, the problem is... It's raining all the time, so anything that you have outside that's metal is going to rust
out.
Yes,
yeah.
So, yeah, that, you know, so unless you're getting a stainless steel grill, you got to replace your grill every couple of years. So, yeah, I mean, when I'm able to get one again, you know, I'll get one of the cheap $100 ones, you know.
Yeah.
Now, Truthlight says get Truthlight and Shizuka say get a grill cover. Come on. You're asking me to do something, you know, sensible. Since when do I do anything sensible? Just to piss you off, I'm going to go with a garden hose and spray everything down. Boy.
We need a new garden hose, too.
What the hell happened to the garden hose?
I told you. The end of it broke. Where it attaches to the hose, it rotted off.
Lovely. All right, well, hose is cheap. All right. We got one hose that works. That's fine.
Yeah. Until it cracks.
So anyway, so let's see. Do I have anything else on my notes here? Domino's joining us. No more Knights of the Dead. That's it. Good night, everyone.
No, English celebrated Guy Fawkes Day.
Guy Fawkes Day. Man,
one of the servers, I think it was it Unrest or Fallen? No. Mm-hmm.
What is Guy Fawkes Day? I mean, didn't he try to bring down the government?
It's a guy that they burn. That's all I...
Yeah, but wasn't he a rebel? He tried to bring down the government
stole
or something.
I think.
No, he tried to bomb the government, bomb Parliament, I think, didn't he?
I don't know. I just know that they burn him.
Well, they burn an effigy.
Yeah. We don't have any of our British guys on, so...
Well, not right now.
Guy... Fawkes. There we go. Well, then we had the meteor that came close to us.
Yeah, Esquivel is saying that I'm correct on that. He tried to blow up the Parliament building. With people in it, probably.
Also known as Guido Fawkes.
Guido Fox?
G-U-I-D-O. Isn't that how you say Guido?
That's Guido.
Guido Fox.
I never heard Guido Fox before. That's kind of weird. And of course,
who planned the failed gunpowder plot of 1605? Fox became
synonymous.
Yes, with the gunpowder plot, the failure of which has been commemorated in England since the 5th of November, 1605. His eulogy is often burned on a bonfire, commonly accompanied by a fireworks display.
Huh.
So it gives them a reason to burn this guy.
I don't know why.
So he became involved with a small group of English Catholics who planned to assassinate the Protestant King James and replace him with his daughter, third in line of succession.
Huh.
Fox was described as a Jesuit priest and former school friend of some guy named Oswald.
Okay.
I'm skimming.
Alright, well, you know, that's enough. This is not the Guy Fox Show.
Well, you're fine.
Coming next on the Guy Fox Show, we show you what to do with that leftover gunpowder.
Or Guido. Guido Fox.
Oh, who you calling Guido there, huh? I'm walking here.
But anyway, English people on one of the servers, and I forgot which one it was now, got together on the 5th Splitpaw? No.
Splitpaw.
Maybe it was Splitpaw. I'd have to go look it up again. I hate when I have to go look stuff up again that I don't remember the first time, and it's like, why don't I remember this stuff when I read it?
I have to agree with Clarny, who says that Norrath needs duct tape and red-green. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Hello, everyone. This is red-green. When I'm not fooling around with a mess of duct tape, I'm listening to the Death of Silvering Show.
What, I have that music?
Somewhere, yes.
I use it while we're doing the Kiting Elkman, which will be coming up later on. Anyway.
Splitpaw, yeah. It was Splitpaw.
I told you it was Splitpaw.
And then they had a thing about, they were talking about the trade skill apprentices this last week.
Oh, yeah?
That's going to be a whole nother kettle of fish. The trade skill apprentices will be available for hire as Kuldane dwarves. Trade skill apprentice is an NPC you hire to work for you in your house. You'll need to be at least a level 10 or higher before you can use the trade skiller guy. Apprentice.
All right.
And I guess you set him up and he will research stuff for you.
Kill everyone in sight.
New recipes. Procs and worn effects. Let's see, the recipes will use components dropped by heroic content of the appropriate level range and will make desirable items, many of which have unique effects and appearances. This will also include some of the extra cool-looking decorations that can be used in the forging system to add particle effects to your weapons. These items will be highly desirable by both the casual player and the hardcore. You will definitely want to use them for your adventuring needs, and you will definitely have a lot of friends wondering what you can create for them. So, that's going to be interesting.
Alright.
But you have to start with a Kuldane dwarf as an apprentice. And somewhere down the line, they'll have other apprentices you can have.
Well, I don't care personally, which one it is. I don't think it makes a damn bit of difference to me.
I like dwarves.
Sure, they're fine. All right, well, we're going to take a music break. When we come back, we're going to be playing Kiting Elkwin, 10 Questions of Doom. And one of you is going to win an item from the brand new swag box. That's right, Sony Online Entertainment, send me a new swag box. We got all new stuff. It's not crap anymore. So we'll be back in 10:15.
Before we go, what? Somebody just linked this in the level channel.
Oh, so
veteran 8-year reward.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So you have veteran revival.
Yes, yeah, so I've already gone through this actually.
Fine.
I did. I went through this like a half an hour ago.
Visions of the what?
Dulacian.
Makes your eyes glow?
Glow green, yes. You do not pay attention to anything I say, do you?
Not usually.
This
is teasing.
God. And the elemental mount is a disc, and there are several choices of elements, I guess. Okay, so we're going to be back in a few. Music, mayhem, much, much more. We'll be back with Kiting Elquin, where you can win stuff. And we have returned. Are you there, hon?
Compared to being what?
Missing.
Return to sender?
Yeah, sure, that's it.
The stuff you make the boys sing, I swear.
What?
The stuff you make the boys sing.
Oh, I know, huh? Well, I did announce on the announcement for the show today that we were going to have Dwarf and Cheez-It doing their drunken karaoke this evening, and that was it. We had, Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf, Rasputin by Boney M., and Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
So is that the original lyrics to that song? Because I know you guys have used it for other things.
What's that?
Rasputin one,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, that those were the original lyrics.
I like it.
All right, and I did, before we get on with Kiting Elquin, I did want to plug something here.
Time machine!
I'm jumping back and forth
with me buddies!
Reporting the weather! I'm just trying to find my way home.
What the hell is that? Who knows where we'll end up next?
We are looking for your ideas where to send Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It Nibblebuns as they travel back and forth through time as we rebuild the far back time machine. We're looking for ideas where to send them. We're also looking for letters. You too can ask a Drunken Dwarf for
life advice.
Advice on life, love, ale, who to beat the crap out of next. He'll answer anything.
Those little round pastries, how they're made.
What are these things, and what do they do? Magnets, how do they work?
Quiche.
Quiche?
Yes.
Anything like that. We want your participation. And we want your letters. You can email me at demon@kithacore.org, or if you're following me or you're friended me on Facebook, you can send me a message there. demon@kithacore.org. Pretty simple. We want your input. We want your participation. Make the Gentle Silverwing show good. I try. I really do. But you know what? Sometimes it's just hard to come up with stuff after 4 years. I'm not a professional joke writer, folks. Just kind of wing this as I go, and sometimes we get good stuff from our fans. Sometimes we take stuff from other shows. Sometimes we rummage through True Flight and Xanadu's underwear drawer and look for something funny there.
There's lots of funny things in there.
I know. But now...
I can't believe True Flight wears that.
I know, really. And now it's time for Kiting Elquin.
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elquin right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
All right, it's now time for Kiting Elquin. Here are the rules. I have 10 general knowledge questions. Elquin Jenna must answer them. She's either going to get them right or she's not. There are no time limits, really, but I want you to move it along.
Yes, I do. I don't stall that much.
If you don't know, just say you don't know. You have nothing to lose here. Let's say she gets 6 correct. Then the 6th person to send me a tell will receive an item from the Sony swag box that we just received from Ashlane over at Sony. Thank you very much, Ashlane, for sending this stuff. The winner tonight will receive a color-changing mug. It is a color-changing plastic mug for ale or soda or water, whatever. It turns colors when you put different temperature stuff in it. So that's what we're playing for tonight, and I'm going to throw in something else. We'll throw in other things, but that's the large item that'll be in it. Are we ready, Elquin?
I think so. I got to say something real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Looking at one of my guild members, who's a dwarf, who's a gnome, who shrunk himself down to itty bitty.
Uh huh.
He's got himself one of the purple horses.
Yeah.
He looks like a horsefly.
He looks like a horsefly.
He's small.
All right.
Purple, and he's got a mushroom head. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, okay, here come the 10 questions. Let me get my pen here, make sure it works so I can write whether or not you got the question correct. No, that pen doesn't work. Just get a pencil in. There we go.
Crayon.
Okay, here we go. What is the largest bird?
The largest bird?
The largest bird.
California condor?
Wrong!
Okay.
Kent Brockman is a news anchor on what long-running cartoon series?
The Simpsons?
Correct.
Oh, Lord.
The Space Needle was built for what event?
World Fair.
Correct. Thought you might get that one. Saffron, School Bus, and Amber are shades of what color?
Yellow.
Correct. What is the largest playable race in EverQuest 2?
Ogre.
Correct.
Now, you know, I may be wrong.
No, I looked it up. It is Ogre. They can get the biggest.
Even the Sarnax?
Even the Sarnax.
Okay, because they're pretty big.
Yep. Ogres are the biggest. What is the common meaning of the Tarot Death card?
A drastic change in your life.
Correct. Didn't think we were going to get that one. A lot of people...
I do tarot cards, so...
Well, okay. A lot of people would say death. No, it doesn't mean death.
It means a very drastic change in your life.
That's right.
It's not necessarily mean death.
Okay, number 7. Emily Taylor is better known by what name?
Domino.
Correct. Name the mythical horse that has wings and a single horn. Has both, the wings and the horn.
A unipeg?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know that one, sorry.
Okay. Pancake batter dropped into hot oil to form little tasty balls is called what?
Hush puppies.
Correct.
Which we had some, and they were really good.
Yes,
so I recommend Denny's strawberry hush puppy pancake thingies any day. They're good. Yum, yum. Okay.
Okay. What sci-fi genre is a union of Victorian period fashion and technology?
Oh, steampunk.
Correct. So let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 correct.
True Flight's saying hush puppies are cornbread dough, not pancake dough.
That is wrong. Okay, so the 8th person to send me a tell... The 8th person to send me a tell will receive the, as Shizuka called it, the mood mug. And I'll throw in a few other items in the package.
Oh, yeah. They're good things, too. You will enjoy them.
All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Seven. Oh, Chatterella! Chatterella is our winner. Chatterella from the Antonia Vale server. Which is really good, actually. I mean, she logged on just before we started the game. So, Cheddarella, congratulations. You have won the Mood Mug. And we'll throw in a couple other things, a couple other small items. So, let's see here. The answers to the questions. The largest bird is the ostrich.
Well, the ostrich doesn't fly. I'm
it doesn't matter. It's still
fly.
A bird.
You know, ostriches...
The ostrich is a bird.
It does. It lays eggs. Duh. Okay. Fine. Fine.
Is a bird.
So, what's... I'm curious to know, what is the largest flying bird? Would it be the eagle or the California condor?
I think the California condor is the largest flying bird. I think so.
Alive. Don't get into pterodactyls on me.
But yeah, something like that. I think it is a condor. Yeah, the ostrich that fell off a cliff.
No.
Well, that wouldn't be flying, though. That would be plummeting.
They're still having a battle over the hush puppies issue.
Well, I'm sorry, we went to Denny's and those hush puppies were not made from cornmeal.
But I think what they're saying is a traditional hush puppy is made with cornmeal.
Oh, whichever. You got it right anyway. And let's see, number 8, the mythical horse with wings and a single horn. What did you say? You say the...
A unipeg.
The unipeg, you got it reversed. It's actually the pegacorn.
Pegacorn?
It's called a pegacorn.
Oh, I think it should be called a unipeg.
No.
On this side of the coast,
the
it may pegacorn. Be an East Coast thing where you guys call it...
I looked it up, I'm sorry.
A pegacorn, but on the West Coast, we call them unipegs.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do. It's a Washingtonian thing. Okay. What's
whatever.
The other one I missed? Any
no,
other...
that was it. That was it.
True Flight saying they call them pancake puppies.
Pancake puppies?
Yeah, they do. He is correct.
Is that what they were called on the menu?
Alright, fine. I'll look up Denny's. Denny's! Pancake puppies, I think, yeah. But I'll look up Denny's. Denny's.
Well, either way, it's correct, so.
Your counting is correct, but they're going to fight you in the channel.
Bring it on. Tell you what, you guys show up in my backyard in a half an hour, I'll start the fight without you. We'll post pictures. Here's Jethel fighting himself.
Denny.
Oh, and along comes a coyote.
Menu.
And drags him into the field.
Maybe it'd be on the special menu. But those are the tastiest. I mean, I've had their pancake puppies before.
Oh, they were awesome.
They're okay. But these are strawberry ones. And, come on, I want the menu.
Okay, you know what, folks? We'll just say that hush puppies are actually a brand of footwear. How's that? Remember those?
They are called pancake puppies.
All right, fine. But either way.
But you got to get the strawberry ones in it, and they come with a cream cheese frosting dipping. I was even nice, and I brought the kid back some, and he went, They're really good. I've had the pancake ones, and they're, okay. But.
Okay, allow me to clarify. The question was, where the hell was it? Pancake batter drops into hot oil to form balls is called what? Now, if you drop pancake batter into boiling oil to form little tasty balls, they would be called hush puppies. I did not say, what is a hush puppy? Well, it's a pancake batter. No, it's garbage. Yeah. No. So, a pancake batter dropped into hot oil can be called a hush puppy. So, technically, I was correct. Okay? There we go. Technically, I am correct.
Oh, the battle of the puppies goes on.
There are more interesting puppies I'd like to see battle.
Troll puppies.
Oh, God, no. And pancake batter poured into a nondescript shape into hot oil is a funnel cake, yes. But the question was... dropped into little balls. So there we go.
Well, these are fairly big balls.
Yeah, they were about what?
Acorn size, not acorn size. Walnut, a large walnut.
No, no, no. They were bigger than that. They
bigger
were
bigger than a walnut.
No, they were about an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches.
They were good.
They were a lot bigger than a buck.
Only $2 too, and I was
they were
like,
good.
Wow. Get those to go, man. I'll call down to Denny's before I go to work. Hey, can I have an order of these waiting for me?
Yeah, really, huh?
Swing in, grab them.
Wouldn't be a bad thing.
Make everybody jealous.
That'd be a hell of a lot cheaper than going to McDonald's for a McMuffin or something like that, you know?
Yeah, because they're $1.99 or something.
Not as healthy, of course, but...
No, definitely not as healthy. Come on, I mean, we're talking a big glob of thick dough with, and then the cream cheese frosting stuff. Yeah, yum.
You know, the Egg McMuffin is probably one of the more healthy things at McDonald's.
No, really, I think it's really bad for you.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, it certainly isn't health food, but it's egg, bacon, and an English muffin. I mean, it's certainly a lot healthier than, like, a double quarter pounder with cheese, but,
That's true.
That's very true. I have this Friday off.
I don't want to hear about it. I have to work.
They're giving people the option to come in, but the mail room... The mail room is not being given the option because the
banks are closed and
the post office is closed, so
you won't have anything coming in or going out, so you might as well stay home.
Yep.
I will think of you fondly when I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and climb out of bed
and wake me up. I know you will.
I will try not to reach over and shake you and go, oh, wait a minute, I forgot.
Solar Dawn is saying, eggs and bacon equal heart attack, and I say, juicy, delicious heart attack, is what I say. My diet is anything but healthy, and I do plan on dying of a heart attack at some point. That's just my retirement plan, because, you know, in the United States, there will be no retirement by the time I reach retirement age. So, hey, if I'm going to go, I'm going out with a smile on my face.
No, you will not be smiling. You'll be agonized in pain.
Ah, I died how I lived, covered in bacon grease.
We'll just slip you on out. Okay.
Lyra is going to be apparently playing Skyrim. It looks interesting. It's the Elder Scrolls Volume 5, I think. The last one was Oblivion. It looked interesting. I used to play Elder Scrolls Daggerfall, which was the second Elder Scrolls game. That's the one that the boy wants.
Ah.
And I might get it for him for Christmas. I don't know. I'm actually thinking about just getting him a bike. Can't afford to get another freaking car, and it would be a means of transportation for him.
If he keeps it right.
Oh, he better fucking keep it right. I'll tell you that right now. I'll get him a pink one.
I'll get him to the buses.
What
they
the hell?
Bike racks on the buses.
Yeah, they do.
Right on the front.
Mm-hmm. I know. I ride the bus every day.
So you want to hear my adventures of trade skilling?
Oh, sure.
I'm getting tired of paying for food, so I decided I was going to bring up a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed. It didn't take me that long to get her up to level 50.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately about 2 days. And it wasn't just, you know, doing the recipes and stuff. I did the trade skill quests. There's trade skill quests that will basically take you all the way up to about level 50. I mean, there was only a couple times I had to do a little bit of grinding. You know, the Ritz.
Right.
But it's not that bad. I mean, as I sit right now, I'm waiting for her vitality to rebuild. But if you go to Dem Mom's site, eq2.eqtraders.com, and you click on quests, it will take you to the trade skill quest. And, you know, you might as well start the gathering obsession right then and there when you get the little note from a little brat, because as you go along, you know, you can't finish it till you're not level 90, but you could do quite a bit. But you start out in Hallis. There's good and evil ones out there. That's from 1 to 10. Level 10 crafters. Okay, wait a minute. You have to be level 10 to start. And then from there you move to butcher block at level 20. At level 20 you also start getting trade skill writs. Then there's a journeyman service. There's level 30, you go to Steamfront and you do a couple over there. There's the Leaper mount you can do at level 30. And tradesman service level 30, that's where you get a recipe book and a cloak.
Mm-hmm.
40, there's an advanced service. You can also do the Sitfoot crafting stuff over there. I didn't do that because I just didn't feel like it. So it only took me a little bit, and I bumped up to 50, and I went and did my advanced journey tasks. That gets you a cloak and a house item.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and I at level 50, I did my artesian satchel at the Fallen Dynasty.
Wait a minute, you didn't? You have an Abesian?
A what?
An Abesian.
No.
What did you say?
Artesian.
Oh, satchel. I thought you know what an Abesian is.
No.
Centaur asswipers.
Oh God, no.
There's a place on 53rd Street, Abesians and such. I've never been there myself. The rest of the questions will be about being a centaur.
No. But in order to do that, one, you have to have your harvesting up to 250.
Mm-hmm.
So if when you start at level 10, if you keep your harvesting up and you're doing the gathering obsession for the little brat over in the island of Mar, by the time you reach level 50, you can get the satchel that holds all your harvesting goods and the trade skill charm. And then after that, I haven't done anything else, but I know I can go and do the daily tasks up in Grob and in the moors of up in the moors,
because
you can do the daily task up there. So all those things help level you up. So that's where I'm standing right now. But I was impressed. I was getting more experience points from the bonuses when I first started her than off of the actual trade skilling. Nice. Like I would get 100 and something for just doing it, but I had like 400, you know, from the bonuses. And that's from having, I guess, two level 90 crafters, and her vitality was so high at the point.
Alright.
So yeah, it was fairly easy to get her up to 50. I mean, it was woof. So if you're hesitant about starting another, you know, crafting alt, you think it's going to take forever, think again. Go give it a shot. After I get her up, then I'm going to work on a potion maker. So then I will probably have even more bonuses, because I'll have three at level 90 on the crafters.
Go on, do it. Do it.
So, that cool?
Very cool.
Doesn't that make you want to do one?
No.
Why not?
I don't do alts.
Not even for crafting?
Nah.
Oh, see how you are.
Just what I get you for. I need something.
I'm going to check my house rating. See if I've gotten any better.
Ah.
Why not? My houses.
I'm giving up on my theater.
Why?
People think it sucks, apparently. Oh, well.
I haven't won any awards yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, any in-house awards. But I've got a silver in top in creativity and a silver top in style. So that's not bad on my secret garden.
There you go.
In Treasure of the Ages, I've got number one in creativity. I've got three silvers in top in creativity and a silver top in style, which is nice.
Nice.
I don't know how you get those. I mean, they just... just happen.
I gotta check out this Night of the Dead Maze Mansion.
Oh!
Apparently they got a prize from SOE.
Yeah, isn't that Neversea?
I'm looking. And you know what? They made the title of it so long that it doesn't say who it's from, who did it. But I'm going to go there now.
I believe it's Never Seen. I'm not sure.
Probably.
I think.
Gotta check it out. No, it says Lilith. But Never Seen could have done it. I don't know. I know not these things of which you speak.
If that's the one I think it is, that was... I never finished. I never could find my way to the center.
Ah, a book.
Ah.
A ghostly whisper says, read the book.
Are you in a Gorwin house?
I don't know.
Look down in the corner of your screen. It should tell you.
It just says... Just says,
what is that? Look in the guild window.
Lilith Sweets.
All right, do a slash house and bring up the house.
Yep, Tomorrow's Heights, yep.
Yeah, that's the one I think it is. That is insane. I don't know how in the world she built that even.
This is nice. Looks really good.
Clorny is saying there's one over on Oasis that's based on Dante's Inferno.
Seven levels, huh?
Seven circles of hell. Cool.
Oh, yeah, these mausoleums are cool. Of course, it kind of reminds me of the mausoleum that that we did a few years back.
I just got logged out.
Well, what the hell did you do that for? Whoop.
I don't
know. So did I.
We lose everybody?
Oh
my god, we're down!
The server's down! Server down! Well, damn. Antonio,
we lost our audience.
Antonio bailed us down. Well, no, we lost the in-game chat channel. We still have people listening to us. But yeah, the server's down. Wow.
I think it's because everybody's getting like 500 of those Lucan statues.
Damn you, Lucan, you've destroyed the world!
I told you somebody's going to be going, hey, who forgot to make these things lore?
Okay, well, the server is down.
I'm telling you, it's because everybody's like getting like buku amounts of these stupid things.
You see, that was Lucan's plan all along. You know, he's like a virus. He multiplied and multiplied. Now there's so many Lucans on the server that he killed everyone.
So maybe he still is evil.
Well, they never said he wasn't evil. Just that he's sick of his militia.
See, I was good. I quit at 20. That's more than enough. What am I going to do with 20 statues of Lucan? Literally.
I don't know.
We're going to have to find out what everybody else can do with theirs, since people are getting like 500 of them, and I think somebody probably got 1,000.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Remember on Test, a long time ago, when the guild houses first started out, and somebody told the guild house full of cats?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but pussy, as far as you can see. Guild hall full of cats. Oh, no.
So, yes, the Antonio Bale server is down at this time. Now would be a really good time to go to kithagore.org/social and friend Jethel. You can get all the news that is the news across the nation.
Yeah, we're not even on the select.
Nope.
I went through the character creation just to see the list of the...
Wow, you started breaking up big time.
Sorry.
Well, it's not your fault. But...
Yeah, all the other ones have a medium load.
We're not even there, huh?
No. Negathan, Permafrost, Guck, Unrest, Oasis, Butcher Block, Everfrost, Crushbone are the only ones showing.
Wow.
They all have medium loads. Vox and the Bazaar have light loads, but any of the other servers are not showing. What are we missing? Besides Antonio Bale, Split Paw. We missing any other ones?
I don't know. Gotta take a little music break, though. I believe True Flight is right for a change. He says it's time to play the history of Norath, where we have the chorus of Weed and Crash the Server.
Yeah, I think that's called for right now.
I would say so. So let me cue that up. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes. When we come back, I might do some live singing. So here we go.
Frozen Hill, Karanda's Plain, Class Balance, Plains, Naga, Ben's Lair. Greater Fate, Arc, Book, and Find, Dwarves hide out in their minds. Dark Elf, Girls, and Red Bikinis, Newbies, Dom, and Stare. Halflings and River Vale, Unrest Mobs, Looking Pale, Druids making lots of cash for buffing and so. Level Calf, Starves to Raise, Drinking Fruits, us in a Haze, Fox Dinner, Frozen Cave, Pudding, the show.
We didn't crash the server. We were hunting craft and then we had a long bag in. We didn't crash the server. Too many to gone. All trying to have fun.
Kunark and Dixar play an ill omen every day. Verona V fending off over their plots. Forest giants, hills of stone, Sarnax are skin and bones. Worm Slayer, Epic Quest, Demoris, Fire Bots. Burning Woods, Nukes can't find. It keeps moving, joking time. Karnar Castle, running trains, Carpstones are a ball. Tracking on, warping round, Goronair hits the ground. Kid the car, Dark Elf Orc, and a Rook just kills them all.
We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Many tunes on, all trying to have fun.
Thelios, Frozen Ice, Snow and Griffin, fills the sky. Layered Quest, Ring and Charles, Sleeper waits to kill us all. Frosty Drawer, Giant Town, Western Waste, they'll slip and round. Lake and Land, Greenwood Tree, Necropolis brings to our knees.
The Plate of Grotanair is here, Eltine Wood, cry and cheer. Icebreaker, skins the water, but very soon to disappear. Faction Hunt, Armor Quest, Class Fighting, Best of Best.
Great Divine, Sparks of War, Corpse Lost in the Plane of Fear.
We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, then we had a log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all trying to have fun.
A brand new look the marbles took. Things to craft, food to cook. Horses for us to ride to Rook Castellum, you design. The Nexus takes us here and there, the deep is barren with nowhere. Polydor with bone is good. Date and die, a lunar wood. Bazaar Marketplace, Beastlord Class, Vashir Race.
Temple Thaw, Frozen Plains, Twilight Armor's not worth the pain.
We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, then we had a log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all trying to have fun.
Sleeping for 500 years, Luckland shattered, fate for tears. War breaks a fertile land, Kino's holds the hopes of man. Gods have turned their backs, let us fall through the cracks. Flood chains, the lay of land, Freeport under Lucan's hand. Black Earl grown and thrive, death and swords have survived. Big beast air in our hair, fallen gate, near space. Thundering steps of Karana's plains, wait, I hear a familiar name.
Grim Feather's about to pass, but I need a raid to kick his ass.
We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, then we had to walk back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all of us can't walk on.
All trying to have fun.
We didn't crash the server.
Elkin, you there?
Yes.
Well, I can turn the reverb off now.
Yeah.
Okay, are these servers back up?
No.
They're not?
I don't see them as being up.
Have you logged off?
They'll say down to me.
Have you logged off and tried logging back in again?
I'll try that. But usually they'll pop back up if you're sitting there, too.
So I got, while I was singing and stuff, I got a message from Domino saying that they were rebooting the servers and should be up any minute now.
I'll be trying. Oh, so what do we got coming this week?
You mean in-game?
Yeah.
There's no official events this week.
People will be restless.
People will be restless. People will be collecting Lucan things. They'll be crafting.
Somebody out there has, like, a buku amount somewhere. You did it.
We found the cause of the crash on the Antonia Vale server. Oh, I'm being told the Festival of Discord is happening.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up.
That's already happening.
It's happening now.
It started last weekend. Let's see here. I do actually have a post on kithacore.org. Let's see here. Festival of Discord is going from the 6th to the 12th. So that's going on until this coming Saturday. If you'd like more information, you can go to kithacore.org.
No, I'm from Freeport now. I can go participate.
If you'd like to more information, you can go to kithacore.org, click on the link for the Festival of Discord, or you can go to discord.ravenfire.net. You can be all evil and stuff.
Not evil. We've got chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies filled with malice. Malice! They're good.
Says character select is not available, so I'll have to go to my main screen when it comes up.
Character select is not available, or the character is not available?
Character select is not available, so I couldn't pick Elkin to just log in with, so I have to wait and see what's available.
Yes, according to my login screen, all the servers are up now. So everything's back. I'm not going to go back in. I was going to camp out after the show anyway.
So people, don't go overboard with the Lucan statues. But we'll run that contest. I may not write it up tonight, but we'll get it up.
We'll try to post it tomorrow.
Most creative use of the Lucan statue.
Most creative use of the Lucan statue. We'll get something from the swag box.
Yes. You have to send in pictures. Screenshots.
Alright. You know what? I think that's it for this week. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you very much. Remember, if you have suggestions on where to send the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It as they continue their adventures... pardon me. As they continue their adventures in the far back weather machine, the far back time machine, send them to demon@kithacore.org. Also, we are always taking submissions for Ask a Drunken Dwarf if you have any questions. Life, love, the universe, everything. Of course, if you ask him what the answer to life, the universe, and everything is, he will say 42, so there's no mystery there. But it's demon@kithacore.org, or you can send me a message through Facebook, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook. And I encourage everyone to friend me on Facebook. Send me a thing there, say, hey, I listen to the show, or whatever. And I will announce your birthday on the air.
We should start a birthday club.
Birthday club? What are we going to do for a birthday club?
Well, they send in their birthday to us, and we'll keep track of it, and when it's their birthday, we'll announce it on the show, and I don't know.
Yeah, we could do something like that, add it to my calendar.
Send them,
like,
well, maybe we can create some Jethel Silverwing show birthday postcards we'll send out.
Well, maybe we could do something like that.
That'd be cool.
I'll see no reason why not.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that's it for the show this week. Remember, next week we'll be chatting it up with Domino. What is her title now? She's the assistant producer?
Yes.
Assistant producer.
Assistant producer of EverQuest 2.
Of EverQuest 2.
She gets to tell everybody what to do. No, just kidding.
She gets to tell everyone what to do and what not to do. And when things go wrong, it's all her fault. We'll blame her live on the air.
No, we will not. Domino, I got your back, girl. You'll be nice to Domino. Yes, need I remind you, you scared her once a long time ago when you
first
met her? Oh,
I scared the poop out of her. First time I met her, I had instructions from Elquin that when I went to go visit Sony in San Diego, I was to give Emily a huge hug because of her work with the crafting.
Oh, yeah.
And making crafting fun again. I went up, gave her a huge hug, and the look on her face was, "Who is this guy in LPA?"
Poor Domino.
She's shy. That's all right. Or at least she was back then.
She's a lot better now. She's more tolerant. She's not feel like her life's being threatened by, you know, oversized dwarfs and stuff. And
I thought you were an elf! Ogre! I am an ogre in real life. That's all there is to it. All right, folks. That's it for this week. Remember, next week, Domino will be joining us, and I'll post something on the website so people can ask questions, of course, as always, whenever we have a guest on. We want your questions to ask our guest. So good night, everyone. Enjoy your three-day weekend if you're having one. Elquin is not. I am. I just got to find some way to kill the boy or stash him in a box or something so I can have a day to myself. You know what? You know what? I'm getting paid that day. Maybe I'll go out and see a movie.
I have a free movie ticket you can have.
Oh yeah, that's right. We have one free movie.
You can use it.
And
you get the hell away.
I'll go and I'll watch something. I don't know what's playing right now, but I'm sure there's something that I want to see that you really don't want to see. And I will go see whatever that is.
Okay.
Sound good?
Fine. You can use it. Yep.
All right, folks. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in. I gotta say, from the numbers, we actually had a good sized audience this week.
Well, that's because of the server crashed. They had no place to go.
No. It was the same number from beginning to end. So, all right, folks. See you next week. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibblebun!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.